The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
I think everybody this week should pat themselves on the back for the effort they put in, despite, like, you know, it sometimes feels like everything's for naught, you know, that it's that you're trying so hard and you're not seeing the results. And I think this week everybody should just look themselves in the mirror and say, I'm good enough.
Can we just take a minute, a full minute, to appreciate the beautiful human I'm doing the podcast with?
This is not genuine, unfortunately.
This Dixney's over there.
This is what you get, people. From this is when you be like, I was so nice, like,
and that, I am like, nice in, to you right now, Henry.
Behind the scenes, I was so complimentary of Rudy.
I would not. I was so complimentary of Sid. As far as I've come without
this
you
is what
life.
I get in return.
A sarcastic, I am saying nice things compliment. To you genuinely, out of he the bottom of my people. Heart. Very shallow, but the bottom.
He's
of
never
my
meant
heart.
This.
But shallow only because
this is
I'm
lies,
so small.
Pure lies. And despite that, Rudy is just lying to us all on
you
mic.
You know what? This is fucked up because this guy's like, you never
I still
compliment
appreciate
me.
Rudy.
And whenever I try to compliment, he backs me in the corner by doing this. And then I end up never complimenting him again. And then he's like, oh, you never compliment me. It's a vicious cycle and I'm the victim.
Rudy, all I'm saying is I was waiting. I was going to wait for this for next episode. Now that you're forcing it in, you know, I feel like you're not, you don't actually mean it.
I
would
really
love to hear this
it.
One episode
I
down the line.
I love you for
really
who you
would.
Are.
And I appreciate that you're playing up for the camera already. I really do. Oh, and I still appreciate the message. And I still forgive you for you are you. And I appreciate you for who you are.
I have a love-hate relationship with you. I will say that.
All right. I think that's a fair place to settle on. So, Rudy, how are we doing, huh? Hey, what's the deal? As you would say in Italy.
Wow, what a zinger. What a real zinger in there, huh?
Well,
I am tired is all I can say. I don't know. I feel like in the time this episode comes, I'm going to be tired. So just people, I'm tired. Just, you know, when you see me, give me a hug. I think I'll need it.
All right. I was going to say don't talk to you because you need the alone time, but no, give him a hug, people.
No, why does everybody think that I need to be left alone when I'm down in the dumps? Who came up with that?
You.
When?
When you project that energy outwards.
When am I projecting that energy?
Always. I think really, this is not meant to be like a negative thing about you. I think you project lone wolf energy. This is real for me. I really
me,
do think
I
that.
Project the lone wolf energy.
I think you do. And not in the sense of, oh, like, I don't have any friends. More in the sense of when you're like down, you're more like the guy who likes to, like, have time for himself.
Well, it's true, but I don't appreciate you saying that.
Thank you. People, I have actually just graduated in sociology, so I'm now an expert at analyzing people. What can I say? If you want
yeah,
someone...
okay. Analyze
if you want to pay someone
our,
who won't give you any...
editor.
Yeah?
Analyze our editor. Go on.
Sid is very sweet.
That's
Sid
what
is very
Sid.
Nice
Why can't you say the
and
same
giving?
Things about me?
Because it's not true about you. Oh. Sid is nice and giving. And Sid deserves a return for what Sid does. I think that's my analysis. So people, go give some love to Sid because Sid deserves it. All right?
He does deserve it. I will not deny it. But I also deserve it.
I didn't say you don't. I just
you,
say that's not the energy you project.
You little silly. You. You know what? I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it because I said I'm not going to say it. But Henry, you are on thin ice here, buddy.
Oh, yeah? All right. Well, then. I was going to say on thin ice, it's not good to skate. But I don't know what that means for myself. So I reckon we just move on. Oh, here's a funny story about thin ice. Once it was winter, and I was thinking, wow, I would really like to walk on the ice. And then I was like, oh, it looks solid enough. And then I stepped on the ice and it broke because it was pretty thin. And I learned my lesson.
I've done that.
How's that for an anecdote?
Unfortunately, not getting any cleverer by day.
Well, how are you supposed to tell, you know?
Where are we?
We're in Korhogo in Ivory Coast. Do we know where Ivory Coast is, people?
No.
Did you hear the no in the background? That's them.
Yes, so it's actually bordering Guinea. This is the second West African country we have in a row.
We were just super lazy. Went over one country.
Yeah, honestly, bit of a strange one. But, you know, we love the news-rich area of West Africa, so we're going to stick around.
Yeah, this is so true.
Fun facts about the Ivory Coast, really? Where do you reckon it got its name from?
Well, it has a coast, and I assume it has ivory. So
that's right. It was the ivory trade, and it's because they're on the coast.
Let's go!
I think, at least. I don't know. The coast part is not confirmed, but that's, I mean, it makes sense. And the ivory, well, that is true. Here's another fun fact, which I thought was really interesting because I'd never heard about this before. Apparently, they've requested to internationally be referred to as their French name, Côte d'Ivoire.
I noticed that on Google Maps. They don't say Ivory Coast. They say the French one.
Exactly. That's what they requested. But I have never in any publication ever seen it referred to as that. It's just always Ivory Coast if it's in the English. So.
Yeah, I think it's a recent development, no?
I don't know. But it's semi-recent.
Like still to the point where most of the literature that you will find about, it's still old enough to say Ivory Coast.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. But I feel like you see that a lot nowadays. And by a lot, I mean rarely. Like a couple countries requesting
and
that.
And by a lot, I mean rarely is a hell of a sentence.
No, I mean, like, you have, like, Turkey and Czechia. They both have that, like, as well. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's interesting. Anyway, I reckon we get right into it, Rudy. Would you like to start with the news today?
All roads lead to Rome, but first we bulldoze your home.
All right. Sounds like a grand old time.
Since January of 2024, Ivory Coast has embarked on a mass eviction project. The project was initially presented as a safety measure to deal with flooding that has ravished informal settlements. So in theory, there was some sense to it. However, it soon became clear that the operation was actually being used to build roads and infrastructure projects. And how did it happen about? Authorities have targeted 176 neighborhoods in Abidjan and have destroyed homes without any proper relocation plans for residents. In other words, quite radically, you leave for work in the morning and come back to a pile of scrap in the afternoon. I guess mom's couch it is.
Sounds great. Yeah, nothing like just losing your home like that randomly in the name of a flood.
I'm gonna be honest. Me and my work days, from what I remember, I would come like home super, I don't know, tired. It would take me 5 minutes to realize it's my home that's bulldozed. I would be like, did I just walk to the wrong neighborhood?
Yeah, not something that you would want to be dealing with after you coming home from a long day.
No, yeah. And it's also like, damn. The government really said just get him out of there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I did read about this as well. They have a bit of an issue going on there at the moment. A lot of hot weather going around. A lot of government cheeky actions going around. But there you go, you know, what's easier than like just bulldozing homes if you want to build roads? Fuck a permit.
I mean, it is pretty satisfying, I think, because all those games about bulldozing or like destroying buildings and just earning money, those simulators, they're pretty satisfying. So somebody just paid the IRL.
Yeah, so you're on the side of the government, I guess, Rudy.
I'm here the side of gamers, and gamers be bulldozing.
Oh, God. Well, this is, I've got a news article here. It's not just about the Ivory Coast, but it is related. So it's ice cream prices compared across the world. And this one was just rather interesting, so I thought I'd include it.
Pretty. Who the hell still eating ice cream out there?
Me?
No.
Okay.
No, no, Henry!
Honestly, I would have a lot more ice cream if I could.
No. Ice cream is, like, not it anymore.
Says who?
We're done with ice cream. The government.
Like, ice cream is, like, easily my favorite type of, like, sweet.
Well, not
treat.
Anymore, because you can't have it.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess not.
You said no sugar, only Tic Tacs. What am I hearing?
All right, take it back.
Hearing?
Only sugar, no Tic Tacs.
2 weeks since that episode, and you're still on ice cream? Honey.
Okay.
You've been cheating.
I basically don't eat ice cream, but...
Well, there's contradicting statements over here.
What I'm saying is, if I had my own fridge and freezer, that boy would be locked or like stacked with ice cream.
With Ben and Jerry in the same locker.
That's right. Tragically, because of my interest in eating ice cream, half of it would go in the fridge and spoil within 2 days. So, and that's a lesson that has to be learned the hard way, I think. You know,
and you stay humble and you learn that lesson.
Exactly.
No more ice cream for you.
Let's get into the news article.
Say that there's no more ice cream for you.
There's no more ice cream for me today, specifically.
No. For the rest of the week, at the very least.
Okay, that's pretty easy to keep because I don't eat ice cream on a weekly basis. I will, however, go out. Make it 3.
4. Month.
No.
Yeah. You have a pre-planned ice cream session 3 weeks from now?
Yeah. Well, not to reveal how the sausage is made, but you gotta celebrate New Year's somehow. What's better than an ice cream when
Wait,
the clock strikes
12?
Wait,
alone and eating ice cream like in those depressive movies?
Who says I'm alone?
Oh.
I'm on a date, Rudy.
What?
With four people.
Oh, in Pakistan.
All right, so let's get into the news article because it wasn't supposed to be that long, but here we are, I guess. Just ice cream costs are around the world compared. It was like 10 countries or so. German ice cream was the most affordable in Western countries. So go Germany. I love you. Never change. The cheapest overall was in Thailand. I thought you would want to say something about that, Rudy, but I guess not. The most expensive was in the UK, followed by Australia, so shame on me, unfortunately. And then Ivory Coast was the only African country that was checked out. What do you reckon where they would fall on the spectrum from cheap to expensive, Rudy?
Hey, mamma mia, I'm Rudy, I always said the middle of the pack.
They're kind of middle of the pack overall.
As I said.
That it's Germany is cheaper.
Sid O edit me saying they're kind of in the middle of the pack.
Holy shit, Rudy, you were right. What a great guess.
Stupidest edit joke ever.
All right, Rudy, what you got? You got another one?
You shot my dog 20 years ago.
All right, well, you have to forgive me at this point.
People in Ivory Coast and France are marking 20 years since one of the bloodiest chapters in contemporary Franco-Ivorian relations. 2 decades ago, okay. The French army opened fire on civilians in the West African nation during protests. Today, some people in Ivory Coast are still calling for justice. So here's my pitch. First of all, you insist on having the French name, right? Okay.
Right.
There's some implications there. I'm not going to say what, but there's some implications there. And then till this day, you're like, justice 20 years ago, right? How long can vendetta last? And what would I have to do for you to hate me that long, Henry?
I don't think there's anything you could do that I would hate you for that long.
If I do that thing that people did in high school where I ram my fingers up your ass.
I would probably forgive you pretty fast, because that's like mildly funny. It would be annoying in the moment, but...
Okay. If I don't know, in sports, pull your shorts down.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Wait, I'm going to keep
guessing. That's really funny.
There has to be.
You know,
I did that to somebody in high school.
Kind of unrelated, but I've never pantsed anybody, and I've never been pantsed, and I think it's really funny. So, you have my permission to get my ass. And were they laughing?
Well, they were running after me for 5 minutes trying to beat me up, but then they were laughing.
Yeah, there you go. It's not funny in the moment, but it's funny after.
Yeah, okay. How about... Well, actually, if I shoot your dog...
I don't have a dog, so you have my permission, Rudy. Go ahead.
If I shoot that dog that you're sitting at the moment...
Yeah, I would probably... See, but here's the thing. Like, even... Let's say you're doing the... Like, ramming fingers up someone's ass, right? And... You just keep doing it to the point that it's like...
What if I run my fingers up the dog's ass and then shoot it?
That's just a very weird combination of you. But I just think like if you do something like an innocuous prank and you just do it to the point where it's just like annoying, I would just stop associating with you. And I'm not, like, I don't hate you, but it's just like, what a weird guy, you know?
Okay. If I... every time you want a Tic Tac, I hide it from you.
That would be pretty fucked up. But here's the thing, Rudy. You cannot hide Tic Tacs from me, for I have a sixth sense about them.
Okay. What about if I outbid you and get all the shares for the oil companies that you would deserve to have?
What, like, for... What do you mean, for which company?
For Tic Tacs? Imagine if I start owning Shell, not you.
Oh, Shell. Yeah. I wouldn't hate you, I'd just murder your ass. And that's problem solved. I reckon.
Casually just... I mean, business is business, buddy, so...
I'd respect the hustle and then I'd get you back for it.
I respect the hustle!
It's as simple as that, Rudy.
Would you hate me if... Wait, do you have a brother?
No.
Oh, shit. I was like, if I, like, fuck your brother...
I would not have a problem with that.
Well, okay. I give up. You're too good, King. You are.
Thanks,
you stay humble and you stay good. So.
And I just want to say to the people, I just want to say to the people, love is love, you know. If your friend likes your brother and they want to, for lack of a better term, fuck, then I think you should let him. That's it. That's the end of the line. It's not your business at that point.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Well, Rudy, rising cocoa prices due to poor harvests. Is the world going to save me from my own crippling addiction to sweets?
No.
You're right. It's going to have to be me. So, yeah. Cocoa prices have been surging after poor harvests. Due to pretty shit weather conditions in key countries, such as the Ivory Coast, but also others in West Africa. Cocoa prices have increased by over 200% in the last year, which has caused a bit of a shortage in chocolate, which I'm sure you've heard of. It was a big topic down here, at least. Okay. I guess.
I don't think I'm that big of a chocolate eater, so...
Yeah, but even then, would you not have, like, heard the news?
Actually, I live under a rock. I don't know where I am right now. I don't know what year is it. And your face is the only face I see you once every month.
When you release yourself from your self-isolation. So you live in Iraq, you said, right?
I'm Patrick.
So, the issue was caused due to heavy rain followed by extreme heat and also other issues like winds blowing from the Sahara, which blows in sand. And interestingly...
Not the blowers.
All right. A surge in illegal mining as well, which is destroying arable land. And some farmers are struggling with the circumstances and are selling their land off, actually, for stuff like mining. Hmm. So if you like chocolate, it's fucking game over, buddy. That's it.
Well, I mean, maybe for the better, because, you know, there's always been some questionable stuff about chocolate plantations, and now it's going to be just more questionable stuff about miners, so...
Yeah. I don't really... I stay away from questionable
stuff
about miners.
We've had a lot of these silence
really.
Moments today, this episode. I guess we keep stumbling on topics that we don't know how to follow up, people. What do you think about mining, huh? Especially legal mining. Send us your comments right now.
Yeah, people, send us your
comments. And we just get like 50 people saying
miners.
We support it.
All right, Rudy, I reckon now's a lovely time to regroup, talk to our PR consultants, and listen to the ad.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I shot the dog, by the way.
That's right. Happens to the best of us.
Dear gentlemen of the podcast, especially the burly ones, the homies out there who like to once in a while mansplain, once in a while let that testosterone do the talking. You know what? I know. Today's society gives you a lot of shit. Apparently these days a woman's body is a topic you cannot express your opinions upon. Donald Trump is a bit of a controversial hero, I mean person. And it turns out that not every brown person is a terrorist. I know, times have changed. So I thought, perhaps it's time to use our platform to look out for you there, the lonely soldier. Remember the days when men did manly things, like go out hunting, or just sat in the garage to work on our old cars for hours. And fishing, what about the pure tranquility and the silence of a still lake? Well, if you go to Korhogo, south to southwest of the city, you'll find a nice, calm lake. Bring your boat and a fishing rod and let the journey begin. And whilst you are there, take a good look around. And notice that the lake is vaguely the shape of a woman's uterus. Not that you would know, because you probably never educated yourself about the anatomy of human bodies in high school. Yes, the world has moved on, you rednecks, so either go to school or continue to drool. We are kind of done with y'all at this point. Globally Local FM, a safe space for everyone who needs it, except if you're stupid.
I don't know who this is advertising to, but I guess good job. And like who... I don't know. I guess the pure purpose of this ad was to alienate viewers who fall into that category.
Yes,
which
I guess
is fine. I think men should like do some real manly shit, like go into town on other men. I think that's what people should be doing. All three.
You know what? Go to Pound Down with me. That's where I want to go to with you.
All right. So Rudy has his applications open, people. He's inviting
my application's been wide open.
Well,
they just haven't been heavily applied.
Yeah, just send in your applications to Rudy's Instagram that he'll plug at the end of the show, and he'll be more than happy to accommodate.
Be creative. You know what? I once on Grindr received from the same man 3 different dick pics. I was very confused because they're definitely not, you know, like the same application.
He was giving you a multiple choice quiz.
Yes, honestly. He was like, which one would you like better? And maybe I just met some kind of pimp.
There you go. He was going to advertise someone to you.
Yeah.
Right, well, Rudy, I guess that brings us to my segment. So, all right, everybody, close your eyes and picture this. You wander around the city, enjoying some of the unique vibe of being in a city in quite a rural location in West Africa. You enjoy the fresh farm foods and grab yourself a moderately expensive ice cream if viewed on a global scale.
Oh.
After a long day, you try to fall asleep. You feel a bit unsettled. Shivers go up and down your spine, until a bright white light fully wakes you up. A white spirit appears to float in front of you.
Hello, the mysterious apparition says. My name is the Ivory Ghost. I haunt those who refer to my country as Ivory Coast instead of Côte d'Ivoire. As we have internationally requested, change your ways now or be forever doomed to only know the French names for every country in the world.
No! If you like being haunted by the ghost of naming conventions, maybe Côte d'Ivoire is your next destination.
Did you like my sound effect?
That's someone doomed to only knowing French country names. Truly a tragic fate.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you truly ready to become a local in the Ivory Coast?
Yeah.
And no less in Korhogo. Are you sure? Like sure?
Yes.
And just to be clear, you did not try to go to Ireland and ended up in Africa, right? Because that country flag looks mighty similar. All right. How long can you hold a grudge? No beefing with your sister over who gets the last candies at Christmas won't do. Oh, wait, that was 20 years ago? Come on in. And just to make sure, what kind of kid were you? Dinosaurs? Space? Or God forbid, tractors? How about bulldozers? Oh, well, you should have said so. Everything going so smooth. Nah. All right. Jeffrey, shoot on sight.
All right. A nice, wholesome, positive message surrounding the Ivory Coast by the sounds of it.
Yep.
All right. Well, ready. Let's go to local business, and I hope it's not a construction company for you. I'll start off if that's all right. Given that the region of the Ivory Coast that we're in today is a bit more on the rural side, I thought we should have a look at the local business from a different angle. Today, we're flipping it on its head. Therefore, my local business recommendation is the Agency Emploi Jeune in Korhogo, which is an employment agency which can help you get a job on the farm so you can stimulate the economy from a different direction.
I thought this is a dig to my unemployment.
No, it's not. It's on specifically because I think it's funny to go farm.
You did this to me. Next episode, I'm on from a banana farm or cocoa farm, whatever it was.
Look, if you're going farming, you might as well come to Down Under because we have visas for that shit. And you can see my sick ass.
Don't want to see your ass if it's sick, but any other day.
Well, you got no choice, Rudy.
Well, my local business, I recommend you guys to start one. Namely, either put someone on Google Maps duty or at the very least Google Translate. I am done with looking at abbreviations like CFP, KGO1, or CDCI for whatever those stand for. I'm also done with looking at every other place name written in French. Sid, say something bad about French in French, please.
Les Français, ils doivent faire s'enculer, les sales connards.
Yeah, what he said.
Okay. All right, coerced into bad-mouthing French people. Poor editor. Anyway, for the local radio, Rudy, why don't you take it away?
For my local radio suggestion, I suggest Radio Jam Live for those lovely, lovely jams. Yeah, the saturation was a bit high on that one when I listened to it, but if you listen closely, you can make out the crisp bars they be spitting.
All right. Well, my suggestion is Radio Nostalgie, 106.5 FM. When I put it on, they had one of the genuinely most bizarre songs I've ever heard. I cannot describe how strange it was. It felt like everything was out of rhythm. Extremely weird. My suggestion is just listen to the radio. Maybe you'll come across it. And otherwise, I guess some other nostalgic tunes for the country.
The only description you have to go off is the weird song that doesn't vibe.
Yeah. Maybe I should have Shazammed it while I was listening to it, but... I was busy.
Everybody out there was now like, wait, I know Chanel.
All right, well, ready? That just about wraps us up here in the Ivory Coast, Korhogo. Would you say this was a good trip? No, is the answer I'm getting from Rudy's general vibe. So
I apologize. I actually lagged there a bit. Like, I don't know. You asked me something? Mid-sentence, yeah, like, genuinely. Right. What happened?
This is Rudy trying to find a way out. Let it be known, Rudy hates people from West Africa.
Oh, yeah, so, that's true.
Thanks for listening, everybody. But that's all right. This episode was brought to you by Tobe of Huzzah. You can find Rudy on Instagram at...
Yes, Henry? Where?
000 RUDIS 000. Slide into his DMs with applications if you're a man. If you're a woman, don't bother. We don't need you here.
and you can find me, Henry, ready? With the women that I didn't need.
Let's fucking go. Yeah, I guess that's it. Check out Colossal Pengu on Twitch. And otherwise, we'll see you next week in Monrovia in Liberia. So, see you there, everybody.
It's like Genovia from Princess Diaries. Anyways, okay. On to my cocoa farm.